This is Radio Superior 1954, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather around, chappers. Tim Michaels here, lighting the campfire. It's Monday, March 1st, 1954. Lou Martin has all the news for you to peruse, and we've got advice for you folks trying to figure out TV now that we have two new stations here.
TV stations you can actually get on your TV, no less. That poor old WFTV is mostly snow and ghosts and static. But these new stations, they're what we engineers call VHF. Don't worry, I'll explain everything in a way even the colonel could understand.
Good evening, Chief Engineer Joe Gardonio. Taking cracks at the old colonel when he isn't here, huh?
Well, it's a wittier conversation with just me.
The folks at Firestone are footing the bill for the 6 o'clock news. They've got a television special. Save $30 on a life-size 21-inch photo-clear television console. Firestone at 1327 Ogden Avenue. Now our campfire leader, Lou Martin.
Thanks, Tim, and good evening, listeners. Five Solons were shot on the House floor today in Congress, and more A-bomb tests are set. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Jack Bell on Capitol Hill. A group of men and women shouting "Free Puerto Rico" fired pistols from the House gallery at Congress members today and hit at least five. In milling confusion, the members first ducked, ran, then turned back to aid their injured colleagues. Spectators grappled with the pistol wielders in the gallery, and police leaped after them. The lawmakers were Republican Alvin Bentley of Michigan, two Democrats from Tennessee, Ben Jensen and Clifford Davis, Alabama Democrat Kenneth Roberts, and Maryland Democrat George Fallon. Bentley was struck through the chest. He dropped to the House floor, apparently seriously injured. Jensen was also on the floor in a big pool of blood. Roberts was carried out on a stretcher. Davis, hit in the leg, remained in a seat being treated by a nurse. Fallon also was hit in the leg. Guards say four or five people did the shooting, and they captured three. The woman identified herself to reporters as Lolita Lebanon. She said, quote, "I want freedom for my country. My country is Puerto Rico," unquote. It was on November 1, 1950, that two Puerto Rican revolutionists tried to shoot their way into Blair House, then the temporary White House, while President Truman was taking a nap. One was killed. The other was wounded, recovered, and sentenced to die in the electric chair. But President Truman commuted the sentence to life in prison. A White House policeman also was killed. At 2:40 this afternoon, Speaker James Martin rapped for order, asking members to take their seats. They ordered the galleries cleared of all visitors. This is all we know at this hour. This is Jack Bell on Capitol Hill.
This is Washington. Lyle C. Wilson, United Press. Secretary of the Army Robert Stevens and Senator Joseph McCarthy finally will have that face-to-face meeting on communism in the Army. McCarthy announced that the man with whom he has been feuding hotly over the question of whether he has abused Army officers will appear before the Senate Investigation Subcommittee either next Thursday or Monday. At this point, no television or radio hookups are planned, as they were for a once-scheduled and then-canceled showdown over treatment of Army witnesses, including General Ralph Zwicker, a World War II hero. When he refused to answer McCarthy's questions last month, McCarthy compared Zwicker's intelligence to that of a five-year-old and not fit to wear his uniform. McCarthy told reporters today he is concerned because of what he says is a contradictory manner in which the Army treated the cases of Privates David Leinfeld and Sid Rubenstein and former Major Irving Paris, all of New York. Paris is the dentist who was given an honorable discharge, although McCarthy called him a Fifth Amendment communist. Paris called McCarthy's contention nonsense. While Paris was honorably discharged, McCarthy told newsmen that Linfield is still in the Army, and Rubenstein was given a second-grade honorable discharge against his wishes, although he has renounced communism and has been completely cooperative. Linfield was before the Senate group today and refused to answer questions. The senators cited him for contempt. 25-year-old Linfield came with a lawyer, Martin Friedman, who described the soldier as a poor schnook caught in the middle of a battle between McCarthy and the Army. Meanwhile, Paris said in New York, quote, "Fascist hoodlums hurled rocks through his windows, endangering his children." In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
This is Berlin. Sam Turner reporting. While the Big Four haggle over Germany, thousands of East Berliners each day line the snow-covered streets of the western sector. They cross the east-west boundary in groups of two and three past the ever-watchful and suspicious gaze of Russian sentries and heavily armed German police. Some of the East Berliners are men who fought with bared chests and naked fists against Russian tanks in the East German anti-Red Revolt last June. Some are wives and mothers whose husbands and sons have been sent by Moscow's puppet regime as slave laborers to Russian concentration camps in Siberia. They dare not demonstrate in East Berlin. Hungry-looking, ill-clad, and obviously desperate, they cross into the West Sector, where they stand for hours in the deep snow and bitter cold and wait. There is something pathetic and yet ominous about this grim, silent, waiting mass of humanity. East German hopes have been aroused by the four-power conference. Now they wait to hear the glad news that the foreign ministers have agreed to unite Germany and rid the East Zone of Red Premier Otto Grotewohl's oppressive regime. They are likely to wait for a long, long time. Russia's Vyacheslav Molotov, it is now clear, is in no hurry to seriously negotiate German unity and agree to free German elections. Even the Western pro-neutralists and the hopeful souls among Europe's diplomats are beginning to understand this grim fact. They predicted a new look for Soviet foreign policy after the death of Stalin last year. They thought the Kremlin might be thawing. Now they also feel the bitter cold of the red diplomatic icebergs as Molotov continues to sing the old Stalinist tune. Meanwhile, thousands of East Germans wait in the cold, wet streets of Berlin and hope against hope that the day of liberation is near. In Berlin, this is Stan Turner.
The Atomic Energy Commission says an atomic device has been detonated at the proving grounds in the Marshall Islands in the Pacific. AEC Chairman Louis Strauss says the detonation was the first of a series of tests. The announcement did not say what kind of an atomic device was set off and did not say whether or not an H-bomb would be tested. The Senate today confirmed President Eisenhower's appointment of Earl Warren as Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. There was little discussion. The three-term Governor Warren of California and 1944 vice presidential candidate had been serving on the Supreme Court since last October under a recess appointment made while Congress was in adjournment. While confirmation seemed assured, two Southern Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee opposed the appointment. Warren succeeds the late Fred Vincent. Famed World War I hero Alvin York is in serious condition today in a hospital where he's being treated for a cerebral hemorrhage suffered last Wednesday. A physician said the 76-year-old Medal of Honor winner probably will be hospitalized another week, but is not expected to be permanently paralyzed. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Now Tim Michaels has this message from the Firestone store.
Thank you, Lou, and boy, do we have a television special for you where you can save $30 and be ready for the two new stations on the air. With this Firestone life-size 21-inch photo-clear television console. Regularly $558.95, the special $329.95. Now, if your present set is in operating condition, it should cover the down payment up to 18 months on the balance. Nothing else to buy. This price includes federal excise tax and parts warranty. Phone now. Demonstrate it in your home today with no obligation. That's Firestone at 1337 Ogden or phone 7791. Lou?
Making its debut today on Channel 6 is WDSM-TV. Its addition to regular telecasting brings to two the active stations now on the air in the Twin Ports, with WFTV, the pioneer venture. WFTV is a UHF station that went on the air last June. Channel services will be limited to short distances for some months to come, pending erection of a transmitter tower and other facilities. This will limit non-local shows to films for the present. However, WDSM-TV is affiliated with CBS and expects to expand programming later. Locally, program principals will include Bob Ball as chief newscaster, Lute Mason will do sports, and Jack McKenna in charge of weather and wrestling. The contributions for the 1954 March of Dimes gathering...
Hey,
when John Cameron Swayze is doing news on CBS, no one interrupts him by saying, hey, hey, hey. Now let me finish.
But if I don't ask my questions right away, I forget them.
Which would be useful in this case. The contributions for the 1954 March of Dimes gathering funds to combat polio hit $8,870. General Drive Chairman Percy Day says this is $700 over the 1953 total. The campaign was conducted during February throughout Superior and Douglas County. A special Mother's March on polio was also highly successful. Reservations for the June 12th trip to the Philmont Scout Ranch in Cimarron, New Mexico, are now being taken by the Boy Scout Office in Superior. Scout Executive Orland Johnson says that all Explore Scouts are eligible. Scouts will camp near the home of Kit Carson, will spend some time on the old Santa Fe Trail, such famous spots as Comanche Pass, Cypress Gold Mine, and Clear Creek Mountain will be an overnight campsite.
Yippee, yippee, kaye. Thanks, Lou Martin, the newsman who makes me forget what I wanted to ask. Well, the forecast for this Monday, March 1st, 1954 is colder and windier. Toss another log on the fire, campers, because tonight's low will be just 5 degrees. And to think it was 41 degrees on Saturday, tomorrow's high is only going to be 15. Let's kick things off with Les Paul and Mary Ford with Vaya con Dios on the Tim Michaels Gather Round Show.
Now the hacienda is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away. Dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
Les Paul and Mary Ford and Vaya con Dios on KUWS. Hey, campers, now that we've got two new TV stations to watch, Roth's Department Store has quality Dumont television sets. These heavywood cabinet TVs have great styling, a phone jack and a switch for record playing, cooler operation, and a lifelong built-in antenna. The 17-inch screen table model is just $224.95. The smart contemporary floor model Dumont Bristol 2 with 23-inch glare-free screen is top of the line at $384.95. Get a Dumont television with a high-resolution picture and sound. Easy time payments arranged. You can buy with confidence at Roth's in Superior.
You really don't remember why you interrupted my newscast?
Of course I do.
Then why didn't you ask me after the newscast?
I didn't want to interrupt the weather forecast.
Cute.
What about the Jack doing weather and wrestling?
Wrestling's popular on TV.
Oh, I know Jack's a big guy, but I don't think he can beat Dick the Bruiser or Killer Kowalski. And he's a great big wussy when it comes to forearm smashes.
Jack won't be wrestling. He'll be emceeing the match.
Oh, dream job. Wow.
I'll say, the big Lucky Palooka. I've got all their autographs, of course. Gorgeous George, Jess Bull Ortega, Dr. Jerry Graham.
I hate Bull Ortega. He's a meanie.
Hey, he's too chicken to fight Dick the Bruiser. The old barroom brawler would take care of the bull.
I don't know. Both guys are pretty ugly.
There's a guy outside dressed like Rudy Kilowatt.
Oops, I've got an appointment with a guy with a big bulb nose and electrical socket ears next, campers. Johnny Matheson, chances are, on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are
Johnny Matheson, chances are, on KUWS. Now, Lou Martin has a special guest interview.
I do not, and I will not.
With Mr. Reddy Kilowatt of Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. Hey, Reddy, nice lightning bolt on your chest. Say hi to Lewis.
Reddy says, ask me a question, ask me anything.
I don't know who you are, and I'm not going to add to my dubious legacy of nuts that I've interviewed. No offense.
This is better than Piddles the Clown who couldn't speak.
Or angry bankers after Roosevelt closed the banks in 33.
I remember the interview with the football star who hated reporting.
Or the ventriloquist. That was fun.
He was a ventriloquist over the phone. Anybody can be a ventriloquist over the phone.
The mime radio interview is my fave.
I've never interviewed a mime.
I'll put that on my list of things to do.
Ready, sense? Ask me about television, Lou.
Television?
Great question.
Rennie says, since TV is new to most of us, follow these rules and get maximum enjoyment from your television set. 1. Don't sit too close. If you sit too close, the picture is blurred, and your eyes are continually at work struggling to focus properly, causing eye strain. Here's Rennie's advice. Try sitting as many feet away from the picture as the screen is high in inches. 2. Rennie says, don't stare. Let your eyes move occasionally from the picture to surrounding areas. This way, eye muscles can relax. 3. Rennie says, don't think you're at the movies. TV is not the movies at home. Don't turn off all the lights. Always remember to have some room lighting on while watching TV, although you could eat some popcorn. And finally, this would be for everybody. Rennie says, don't let your set get out of adjustment. Comfortable television viewing is impossible if your set is improperly adjusted. Brightness and contrast control should be tuned to the sharpest picture possible. This is Rennie Kilowatt with Superior Waterline and Power Company wishing you good viewing. Thanks, Lou.
That was an excellent interview, Lou.
I said one word.
But it was provocative. See you, Rennie. By the way, nice little electrical horns on your head there.
Touch me and you'll have a shocking experience.
That's what my prom date said. In honor of another historic Lou Martin interview, here's Dean Martin and Memories Are Made of These on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy. Some grief, some joy. Memories are made of this.
The memories you gave for me.
Don't forget a small lonely.
You can be the memories you gave for me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
The memories you gave for me.
Your lips and mine. Two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
The memories you gave.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With his blessings from above,
you can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Memories are made of this.
Dino Martino and Memories Are Made of This on KUWS. Okay, campers, Engineer Joe and Douglas County Farm Agent Claude, call me Bertie Ebling, are in with more about TV.
This electronic tool called television is nothing to be taken lightly now, you see. So you may want to get a sharpened pencil.
With an eraser.
Are you insinuating that my tutorial will need to be rubbed out?
No, not at all. It's just good to take precautionary measures while jotting down vital information. I know this for a fact. I was giving some milking tips once, and hoo boy, follow-ups on a cow's teat can have horrible, horrible, horrible consequences.
I have a question. Why is a farm agent here talking about TV?
Ooh, fair question, Lou. Being an ag agent, it is my duty to stay up on all the latest technologies. We, meaning county ag agents, make it our business to know TV. My theme today will be television's nook in the home should be a family affair.
And mine will be yoked or seeing ghosts. Here's your TV dictionary. This glossary of common TV terms may contain a number of words with which viewers are already familiar. First, aspect ratio.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Thus, the need for a sharpened pencil.
I may use my sharpened pencil to poke myself to keep me awake through this.
I'm humming a song in my head.
Aspect ratio. The numerical ratio of picture width to picture height. The American standard is 4:3.
I understand Canada uses a less balanced 6:3.
Canadians. Next, audio, which means I hear. A term applied to any part of the electrical system handling frequency in the audible range, i.e., the sound portion of the receiver.
Oh, this is painful.
Then stop poking yourself with that pencil.
Well, I hear the lead is good for you.
I'm talking about the painful boredom.
I'm getting to the good stuff, Mr. Short Attention Span. Coaxial cable, a transmission line formed by two coaxial cylindrical conductors insulated from each other by some suitable dielectrical material such as air or polyethylene.
Lou's got a maniacal stare on his face.
It's been a tough show for Lou.
Look, you old buddy, old pal, let's give Bertie a shot and see if he can be anywhere close to interesting.
Well,
I'm looking forward to when you get to the ghosts part, Joe. The expected debut of between 800 and 1,000 new TV stations in the next 5 years has caused an upswing on television receiver sales. So many people are faced with the question of how to place your TV set in the new home. Here are Bertie's tips. The wise homemaker will decide in advance where to place the said set before purchasing it.
Well, that's just common sense. You call that advice? Now, the deflection yoke is a combination of coils used to direct the beam of the cathode ray up and down and right and left to form the roster.
What on earth does that mean?
It's self-explanatory.
It's important your new television set matches your decor as well as your viewing needs. The ideal arrangement is one in which all members of the family can find comfortable seats for a telecast without having to move furniture.
That is so obvious.
You really don't know what a deflective yoke is, do you?
Do so?
An attractive arrangement that is both practical and pleasing is the use of a divan across from the television screen or a pair of divans at right angles in one corner of the living room, so a number of viewers may watch the act on the opposite wall.
What's a divan?
It's a backless sofa, usually with pillows against the wall.
Or a Muslim Council of State. Probably the sofa, though. Where there is a fireplace, make sure the television's wooden cabinet or its cord are not in a flammable place.
Oh, so obvious. Even Tim stopped taking notes.
That's because I broke the pencil lead off in my arm. I hope Bertie is right about lead being good for me. Okay, that's it, kids. It's tune time with Lloyd Price and Personality on the Evening Gather Round Show.
If you hadn't been so boring, we could have kept talking.
Me boring? You're Mr. Don't Put the TV in the Fireplace.
Over and over, I try to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
with personality.
Talk with
personality. Personality.
Walk
personality.
Talk
personality.
Lloyd Price and Personality on KUWS.
Okay. Now, Birdie and I figure you may have had a point there about all those facts either being tedious or obvious.
Making us oblivious.
So we'll be fortuitous and give you some interesting stuff.
Really, really interesting stuff.
Really, 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 really,
really.
He's
really
stuck again.
I like it when he gets stuck. Who gets to hit him on the back this time?
Really, oh, let me do it.
Really,
There.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much better, 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 better. Thank you again.
No prob.
Did you know that television can guide missiles and robot planes and numerous other projects, many of which are still secret?
Except to engineers and farm agents who are in the know. And did you know that in Houston, Texas, police are using television to check up on inmates in jail cells?
And that the Atomic Energy Commission is using television to work at a safe distance with radioactive materials?
And in the not-so-distant future, scientists will be able to use TV to study volcanoes.
Or even see the other side of the moon.
That would be done via the use of TV-equipped rockets.
Or that someday people will be able to do their shopping through their television sets. Think of it.
It's incredible.
Well, I think we're done here, Joe. Nothing like leaving them with interesting stuff for Rooney.
Yep, leaving them wanting for more. Glad to be of service, people.
Good luck to WDSM-TV, which went on the air today, and to KDAL-TV, which is expected to be on the air next week. In the meantime, campers, stay tuned for Radio Suspense Theater, The Voice of Firestone, and Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same campground, the good Lord willing, and the deflection yoke doesn't break.
That's for TV only.
Oh, tell me about the ghost, Joe. I want the ghost.
It's either a secondary picture forming on a television receiver because the signal from the transmitter reaches the antenna by traveling over a longer path than the direct signal, or, well, your TV could be haunted.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1954, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Don Hansen, John Munson, Brian Matuzak, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1954 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.